Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You know, haunted places, they always seem to get the gears turning, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about these stories that just latch on to us?
Right.
And this time, well, you've really dug us up a good one for this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Mackey's Music World.
Yeah.
See, when I think haunted, I'm picturing, you know, some creaky old house, maybe an abandoned asylum.
Right.
Not a place where you can go cut loose on a Friday night.
Right.
But that's what makes this place so interesting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fully functioning honky-tonk in Wilder, Kentucky, of all places.
Yeah.
But then you layer on these stories.
Oh, yeah.
And you send over a whole stack of them.
Yeah.
Historical accounts, personal experiences. Even some paranormal investigation logs.
Yeah, it's quite the mixed bag.
Clearly, you're as hooked on this kind of stuff as we are, so let's dive in, shall we?
Let's do it.
So Bobby Mackey's established, what was it, 1975?
That's right.
So almost a good 50 years of music, dancing,
right.
Good times.
Right.
But then also maybe some ghostly encores along the way.
Yeah, it's not your typical haunted hotspot, that's for sure. I mean, you think about a place like this, right? Full of life, music, energy, and then you've got this other side, this darker history that seems to, I don't know, linger.
It's that contrast that makes it so fascinating, though, don't you think? Like, is that what makes a place like this such a magnet for these stories? That mixing of the light and the dark, like some kind of, I don't know, paranormal cocktail?
Exactly. It's like the energy of all those good times. Maybe it creates a kind of opening, you know?
Yeah.
And then the darker stuff, it just seeps in.
And with Bobby Mackey's, you've got layers to that darkness. He mentioned tales of heartbreak, accidents, even rumors of, what was it, a connection to organized crime.
Yeah, it's all there. And it all feeds into that narrative, makes the place ripe, you know?
Ripe for the haunting.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you mentioned the 2008 homicide in your notes. Feels like a pretty significant piece of the puzzle, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Anytime you have a location with that kind of violence, especially something as sudden, as shocking as a homicide, it leaves a mark.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so we've got this place. It's steeped in history, shrouded in a bit of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it all off, we've got a homicide thrown in for good measure.
It's like the setup for a chilling novel.
Right, yeah. But let's get to the heart of it. Who or what is said to haunt Bobby Mackey's?
Well, you really aren't kidding about a whole cast of characters. Yeah. Where do we even begin?
I mean, you've got your classic ghostly figures like the murdered manager, right?
Yeah, that's one you hear about a lot. People report seeing him near the bar, pacing in a suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, almost like he's trapped, just reliving those final moments over and over again.
And you do have to wonder then, is there a connection between him, the murdered manager, and this 2008 homicide that you dug up? Or are we talking like way back in the bar's history?
Yeah, it's an interesting link, right? Each ghost, each story. It's like they add another layer to the mystery, you know?
Totally. And speaking of layers, some of these stories, they tie into that whole organized crime aspect too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, take the lady in white, for example.
Yeah, tell me about her.
A classic, right? Young woman, white gown, often seen weeping.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. And the theories, they range from a scorned lover to, well, maybe she was a performer at the club, maybe even connected to someone involved in those, you know, shadier dealings.
That's what I love about these kinds of stories. Those little threads, you know, like, who was she? What's her story? You want to pull on it, see what unravels.
Oh, totally.
And then there's the phantom musician. That one really got me.
Oh, yeah. What is it about that one that grabs you?
I don't know. It's not just a spooky presence, you know? It's like a whole ghostly performance. You read about people hearing instruments playing on their own, piano, guitar. Imagine, you're in that room, music stops, and then...
It starts up again.
Yeah, but like from nobody.
It makes you wonder then, like, if we accept even for a minute that these things could be real, these stories, what does it tell us about energy, right?
Ooh, interesting.
Music, after all, it's a form of energy, isn't it? It's vibration. And we know vibrations, well, they can linger.
Right.
So could those musical vibrations be hanging around even after the musician's gone?
That's like a sonic imprint.
Yeah. And a place like Bobby Mackey's, full of live music.
Oh, it'd be overflowing with those imprints.
Exactly. And when you think about layering those sonic imprints, right, on top of all those emotions we were talking about.
Oh, man, talk about a recipe for a haunting.
Right. No wonder so much of what people experience there seems tied to the music.
It's like the music itself becomes a bridge between worlds.
Yeah, a conduit, almost.
So we've got ghosts maybe reliving their last moments, heartbroken spirits. Even like ghostly jam sessions. But it can't just be the main floor that's got all the action, can it?
You're talking about the basement.
Yeah. See, you can't talk hauntings at Bobby Mackey's without mentioning the basement. It's like every story, every creepy thing, it all seems to circle back to that basement.
It's true. It's true. It's like the epicenter, you know,
oh.
Where that veil between our world and whatever's out there, it's thinnest.
I've got to ask, though, what is it with basements? Why are they always the go-to for spooky stuff?
Right. It's interesting. I mean, there's a psychological aspect to it, don't you think? Being underground, that feeling of being cut off, isolated.
Oh, absolutely.
Our senses go into overdrive down there, you know?
Exactly. It's like our brains are just like, okay, something creepy's got to happen down here.
Right. And then, you know, there are those who believe that basements, well, being closer to the earth, maybe they've got a stronger connection to, I don't know, the other side.
Ooh, see, I don't know about that.
Who knows? It's fun to think about.
Yeah, fun in theory. Maybe not so fun if I'm actually down in Bobby Mackey's basement.
Good point.
But you know what else is interesting? You mentioned a more recent addition to the Bobby Mackey's Ghost Club, and that's the DJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So who was this spectral selector? What's his story?
This is one that always gets me because it makes you realize, you know, these hauntings, they're not stuck in time, right? Yeah. This DJ, he supposedly worked at the club back in the early days, mm-hmm. and now... Well, people report seeing him behind the booth, headphones on, just like he's, I don't know, still running the show from beyond the grave.
A ghost DJ? Okay, that's both creepy and kind of cool, right? Like, what's he spinning? What's on his spectral playlist?
Right. Makes you wonder.
But you didn't just send me stories, did you? You also included some information about actual paranormal investigations at Bobby Mackey's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this place is famous enough that it's attracted some serious ghost hunters, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking big leagues. Teams from those TV shows, you know, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures, they've done their thing there.
Really? And those folks, they've seen it all. So for them to go to this place.
Exactly. It tells you something.
So what about those investigations? Did they find anything, you know, concrete? Or did Bobby Mackey's leave them stumped?
Well... It's rarely an open and shut case, you know, with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But both teams, they reported some pretty interesting stuff. Unexplained temperature drops, voices, you know, those disembodied voices that they catch on their fancy equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Even a shadowy figure caught on camera near that DJ booth we were talking about.
Okay, see, now that's creepy.
Oh, hi.
But I do have to ask, you know, playing devil's advocate here, all these stories, all these people claiming they've seen or heard things, how much is really, you know... real, and how much is just, well, people getting caught up in the story?
It's a good question, because you go to a place that already has this reputation, right? Your senses are on high alert.
Okay.
You're almost, I don't know, expecting something to happen, so it's easy to maybe misinterpret things.
So our own expectations could be feeding into what we experience there.
To a degree, for sure. And then, well, let's be honest, we like a good ghost story, don't we? Sometimes those stories, they get embellished, details get exaggerated.
Right, right. It happens.
But All that said, even if we can explain away some of it, there are still things out there that, well, that we just can't explain. Energy, maybe it lingers, you know. Emotions, maybe they leave an imprint. And the idea that consciousness, that it could exist beyond our physical bodies.
Yeah.
Those are ideas worth exploring, don't you think?
I'm all for it. Which, of course, brings us back to that big question.
Yeah.
Why Bobby Mackey's? We've got all these stories, all this speculation. What is it about this place?
It's the million-dollar question.
You mentioned a few theories in your research. One that stood out to me was that idea that tragedies, you know, really intense emotional events, they leave behind some kind of energy, like an emotional echo, almost.
It makes sense, though, right? I mean, think about the energy of a place.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Mackey's. That place has seen its share of heartbreak, jealousy, anger, all of it. It's got to go somewhere, right?
Exactly. Energy just doesn't disappear. So maybe it's absorbed, soak up into the walls, even into the very ground a building sits on.
I like to think so. And then you've got that idea of unfinished business, you know?
Oh, right.
The murdered manager, the lady in white. What if they're stuck because they need resolution? Like there's something keeping them tethered to this world.
That's a classic ghost story trope, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. I mean, we all crave that sense of closure, right?
Absolutely.
But there was another theory that really got me thinking. That link between music and the paranormal.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So bear with me here. Could the music at Bobby Mackey's, could that actually be amplifying things, acting like, I don't know, like a conduit for this other energy?
I'm with you. Music, think about it. It's powerful stuff. It triggers memories, emotions.
Well, I know it.
It can transport you. So who's to say it can't interact with other kinds of energy too, right? Even the kind we don't fully understand yet.
Exactly. So if you've got a place already buzzing with whatever you want to call it, emotional energy, spiritual energy, The music, it's like adding fuel to a fire. It's going to make all of that more intense, more likely to, I don't know, to bleed through.
Yeah, it's like you're tuning into a specific frequency, you know?
Uh-huh. Right. And then, on top of all of that, you've got the building itself. We talked about basements being kind of hot spots. But what if it's even more than that? What if there's something about the design of Bobby Mackey's, the layout?
Oh, see, now you're thinking like an architect.
Hey, I'm full of surprises.
I've always found that connection between architecture and energy fascinating. Ancient cultures, they knew about it, you know? The way they built their spaces, it was intentional. It was all about channeling energy, using geometry, placement.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying Bobby Mackey's is some ancient temple, but who knows? Maybe the way it's laid out, especially that basement, those corridors, maybe it's unintentionally creating these pockets where that energy can gather.
So we've got this perfect storm of ingredients here, right? The history, the emotions, the music, even the building itself, all of it swirling together.
It's a recipe for one heck of a haunted honky-tonk.
That's for sure. Bobby Mackey's Music World. It's a place where the music never stops, the stories never get old, and that line between fact and folklore probably gets blurry sometimes. And you know what? That's what makes it so fascinating. So for those of you listening, we got to know, would you be brave enough to walk through those doors? And if you did, what song would you dare to request from that ghost DJ?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply. Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.